Stacy and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Stacy, I know it's your birthday week, and I shouldn't be taking shots at you, but yesterday I called you, and you didn't answer, and you haven't bothered to return my phone call to find out what I was going through. I was actually really traumatized last night, Stacy, but you were not there for me. But I just thought I would. I just wanted to let you know that.
I accept that. I take that on. Also, I love how we've been together for the last 2.5 hours and you're choosing to bring it up now in the opening link of our show. But anyway,
we'll talk about it.
I have no doubt that we're going to circle back to this. But for now, welcome to Stacey and Jay Spoo. It is officially a Tuesday, International Suit Up Day. You look very nice, Jay Spoo.
You look very beautiful as well, my Stacey.
Thanks, my wonderful friend. Should we play some music? It's getting awkward.
Of course. Okay, Maxi Peace, but first, Sam Smith. Just a quick one. Public service announcement, please. Do I have the opportunity to do that? Stacey, please, with your permission, can I make one? Real quick.
Are you asking my permission so you can drag me in front of the whole province?
No. KZN, if you ever need help and you only have one call and one text message at the middle of the night and you were looking for help, Stacey Norman is not that girl. I had a very terrifying dream last night and I tried to... Stacey Morgel did not bother answering.
Okay.
Here we are.
Okay.
Public service announcement. Thank you.
I apologize profusely. I was very tired. It was a Monday yesterday. There was a lot of dancing because of traffic jam with Jay Spur. So technically, this is your fault. The next time you call, I promise I will answer. I promise.
All right. But here's the thing, right? For me, in particular, because I had a very terrifying dream.
Shane, what was the dream about?
I'll tell you what the dream was about. But in my culture, every dream means something. And that's why I was freaking out. I was like, Stacey, please answer your phone. Please answer your phone. I need your help right now. I need to know what this means. But then you didn't answer the phone, so it's fine. We'll move on.
Excuse,
I forgive you.
I'm sorry.
But before I reveal my dream, I will, of course, do that in about maybe 10 minutes time. I want to know from you, Stacey, and KZN, what is the wildest dream you have ever, ever had?
Ever, ever.
Ever, ever?
Ever, ever?
Ever, ever, ever.
Stacey and Jay Spoo until 7. We're talking wildest dreams in this hour.
Yeah, of course. Last night I did try to call Stacey Norman to tell her about my dream that freaked me out. I was literally sweating the next day when I woke up. But Stacey Norman was not there for me. And I'm like, okay, friendships.
Full name as well.
Yeah, it's fine. You know what, Stacey? These things happen. And sometimes friendship relationships go up and sometimes they go down. And that's okay. Last night I had probably one of the most craziest dreams of my entire life. I was, of course, being chased by little vampire people. At first, I thought it was babies. But then, you know, they started speaking.
Hey, you want to have me for dinner?
And then I was like, no, you're not going to have me for dinner. Then I started running, Stacey. As I'm running, the little vampire people start chasing me. And as I'm running, of course, I'm thinking in my head, oh, man, you need to go to the gym, dude, because you're slow. And then a vampire eventually catches up with me. And then we get into a bit of a scuffle. And then bites me on my neck, blood everywhere. I'm screaming help. And then obviously, if a vampire bites you, you turn into a vampire yourself. So I can literally feel myself shrinking. Shrinking as a little vampire person. And then my voice starts changing from help
to help.
And then I'm like, damn, for some reason, it's a dream, right? Anything can happen in a dream. So I'm in this dream of like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? I'm going to lose my job because I'm a radio presenter and I can't have a squeaky voice. And then I woke up. I'm like, I want to call Stacey to tell her about this dream. I want to find out what it means. And then Stacey was not there. Dololo. Friend, I needed you. I almost died.
So for the record, I'm very sorry that dream was so traumatizing for you. Secondly, I'm so glad I didn't wake up, because if I had woken up and you had told me about some baby wada wada vampire chudinta, I would have been so bleak. That is, it's like if Twilight crossed with the Smurfs. That's what this sounds
exactly
like.
Exactly that. And they were blue and everything.
Oh, now they were blue as... Okay.
Almost died.
So, sure. I'm so sorry to hear about this.
Man,
truly terrible. Do you want to maybe play Dale's wildest dream? Wow.
What a short dream.
Hey, Stacey and Jay Spoo. Jay Spoo. That's a dangerous question, my friends. I think you're going to get some really interesting voice notes and calls. But the wildest dream I ever had, once I dreamed that my school was my high school that I had gone to was a town, and everyone had turned into werewolves. It was scary as crud.
Oh, Dale. I feel your pain, my friend.
Maybe you and Dale should get together. There's like a screenwriter opportunity going on here. Like, this is the one movie we've never seen. Werewolves, vampires, and also Smurfs. Coming to a cinema near you.
Now, Stacey, what's the wildest dream you've had in your lifetime? I'm sure you've dreamt. I mean, I'm sure you've had dreams, right?
I have many dreams. We're not going to get into that now because it's already almost time for news and stuff. So we're going to do that instead.
But KZN, what is the wildest dream you've had? Please let us know. We're talking the wildest dream you've ever had.
I don't know why you're looking at me like that. Have you forgiven me for not answering the phone in the middle of the night to hear about this?
Next time I dream about little people vampires, I'm sure you'll answer your phone, Stacey, because I know probably you were busy and you were tired or whatever. I understand.
But also, just an aside, nothing to do with the conversation today, but if you are going to call somebody in the middle of the night, then you must send a WhatsApp explaining what it is about. When I just see a missed call, I'm like, you rolled onto your phone in the middle of the night. I could have never possibly imagined tiny vampire people chasing you. I apologize.
Stacey, I was traumatized.
Anyway, from Jay Spoo's Weird Dream to Simone. Simone, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hi, guys. I'm good. Yourself?
So fantastic. Now, I mean, are you also having dreams of weird smurf things? Or what is the weirdest dream you've had?
It was actually funny enough. It happened, I think, about two weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was dreaming I was having a baby. I was, like, legit in labor.
Ooh.
I was screaming. I was sweating. I was in pain. It was so surreal. It was unbelievable. And I was pushing this human baby thing, and I have never had kids before, so I don't understand how I was so aware of what it was going to feel like.
So I woke up, and then I
randomly wake up in the middle of the night to see my cat just looking at me as like, dude, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, that cat was looking at you, Simone, like he knows he's about to be replaced. He's like, there will be no human baby things up in this house.
That's crazy. It was so random.
Yeah, Simone.
Anyway, that was my weird dream. So I have this one query, like, Stacey, what's your weird dream now?
Yes, Simone. Stacey, what's your wildest dream? Yes, we need to know.
I don't know how it's possible.
Thank you, Simone.
That JSP managed to rope in a whole Simone.
What's the wildest dream you've had?
Okay, so I'm reluctant to go into detail because it does involve a member of this team.
Ooh.
And yes, it does.
Ooh, the tea. I love this. All right, but that's all you're going to give us.
If I don't have to give any more, that would be great. But now I'm pretty sure that...
Okay, KZN, let's do this, right?
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
KZN,
on brand.
Can you try and figure out, or guess at least, what is the wildest dream Stacey had? Now, she's obviously declared that it has to do with a member of the team.
Please, my nerve. Can you just guess?
KZN, please. Let's come together and let's guess. What is this dream that Stacey's talking about? Please.
What was originally a conversation about the wildest dreams that KZN has ever had. Scary, problematic. I mean, Dale sent us a whole... He must be some kind of a dream guru. He's like, did you know that 98% or something of the human population all have something called a shared dream? So, like, we've all had that one where we're falling or where we have to write a test and we haven't studied or, you know, like those very kind of typical things.
Simone was like, she dreamt giving birth to a baby. That's crazy.
And she's never had a child.
And she woke up and the cat was right there looking at her in the eyes.
Judging her.
Hey?
Oh, that's the wonder of a cat.
You're dreaming of babies, eh? But wait, now back to you now, Stacey.
But, oh, man.
Listen. You obviously have had a very wild dream. You've concluded that it has something to do with one of the East Coast Radio team members. And now everyone is very interested to find out what this dream was. KZN, let us guess. Let's come together. Now, Cindy has got a guess. Let's take a listen.
Okay, Cindy, come.
Hello, Stacey. I think that you were having a dream about the gorgeous and handsome Sky Shabalala.
Oh.
I won't get into details because we'll keep it PG, but that's what I think. I can almost tell that you're blushing.
Okay. Everyone is looking at me, and there's also a live Facebook thing going on. I can't imagine why.
I'm just excited. Like, I want to know about this dream. Like, it seems like one of those wild dreams. Now, obviously, I did request KZN to try and guess.
Oh, my weird.
What is Stacey Norman's wildest dream? Cindy sent us a voice note earlier. Take a listen in case you missed
it. Hello, Stacey. I think that you were having a dream about the gorgeous and handsome Sky Shabalala. I won't get into detail because we'll keep it PG, but that's what I think. I can almost tell that you're blushing.
Cindy, get out of here. No, get out of here. And so Sky Shabalala has to be, see, is listening to the show.
Obviously.
And he heard Cindy's, you know, declaration.
Of course he did. Yes, of course he did.
Here's what he had to say.
Jace Boo, Stacey, I've been sent voice note recordings of Stacey had a dream, weird dream about someone on the East Coast, and everyone thinks it's me. Stacey Norman. Oh, if it is me, all I'm going to say is, hey girl, how you doing?
Yo, Sky, yo, brother, do less. Like, please, like, do less, bro. Okay. Now, Stacey.
Yes,
what
Jessica.
Is this dream? Like, what did you dream about? The wildest dream you've dreamt. Talk to us. Tell us.
Okay, so just for context, I would not call it the wildest dream I've ever had. I feel like that's being a little dramatic. Also, in the spirit of Ubuntu, ne? Uh-huh. I told producer Zama this in confidence because the dream kind of freaked me out, and now it's ended up on the show. So that's a note to self.
Who is this dream about?
Somebody, not on the whole team, someone in this... in this room, specifically. So not Sky. Sorry, Sky. Hey, girl, but no. So this happened a few months ago. I feel like people can see. But they feel how warm my face is here, girl.
Are you blushing? What's
going on? I am. Because this wasn't supposed to come out. Oh, my word.
Ha, the devil. Ha, ha.
Hey. It happened a few months ago, okay? And it involved... you.
Who, me? Me?
You. Yes, you.
Me? What were we doing in this dream? Tell me we're taking pictures.
This is... No, but the picture will forever be etched into my mind. It's a family radio station, so as Cindy said, we're not going to get into too many details, but there was a moment. Yes, there was a moment, and I woke myself up like Simone did when she thought she was having a baby, because that's crazy, right? And then I woke myself up and I was like,
Stacey, in case I've just listened
it's
to the
so
radio.
Hot in here, guys.
So wait, guys, I want to hear this properly. So you had a dream about me.
Yes, sir.
And PG-13 vibes. You and I in this dream, and then you quickly woke yourself up.
That is correct, yes.
Because you, why? Because it wasn't a nice dream.
How much must I tell you? Let the people in the cars. The people in the cars, like, leave them. Leave them. But it's fine. You as well. I'm never going to live this down, hey?
Oh, Stacey.
Please play a song. We ain't getting no younger,
so might as well do it, yeah. You know what, Stacey? Since you're dreaming about me, might as well.
I can't.
You know.
I can't.
Let's do this.
Stop it. Do this.
Paul, I can't breathe, KZN. Stacey, you're...
Okay, now, I didn't even tell you what happened in the stream. You're making assumptions. But... and the WhatsApp line is blown up. I mean, Charles has sent a message here saying, Stacey, with 3,000 crying laughing faces. Next message, I literally stopped my car and cannot stop laughing. I'm glad that my pain is pleasant to you, Charles. That's great.
Wow, we did get a few voice notes, actually.
Of course we did, yes.
Stacey and Jay Sabu sitting in a tree. Oh. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
First came. What? Come on. Boring. Oh, you don't want to celebrate this, whatever you want to call this.
Jay Sabu and I are going to offline this conversation. We might need some couples counseling. But in the meantime, while we pull ourselves towards ourselves and I literally go outside to stand in the wind and think about my life choices.
Stacey and Jay Sabu, East Coast Radio.